Welcome back to the Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE, and our old friend, our old young friend, Mike Miz, stopped by on the way to Vermont to a gig in Vermont, but we'll get to all that and more in just about a minute. First up here is a tune. Mike, hit it.
Tell me now, am I the only one? Or did the darkness come for good? Strangle out the light and one. A caged bird sings a pretty little tune. But dreams need wings if they're ever coming true. And there's no time left, ain't no use to wonder why. I guess that's what we get. Too many chances have gone by. And the birds don't sing like they mean it anymore. We're hanging by a string, we didn't listen, we were wrong. Racing towards the finish line, out of gasoline and time. We didn't listen, we were wrong. Now the birds don't sing like they mean it anymore. There's fire in the wind, communication breaking down. But how the hell will we ever get this thing so turned around? Stand up for the weak, argue not concerning God. Stay off a gravel road if your horses ain't been shot. Cause there's no time left, only moments we're alive. And the worse things get, the more a reason to be kind. Birds don't sing like they mean it anymore. We're hanging by a string, we didn't listen, we were wrong. Racing towards the finish line, out of gasoline and time. We didn't listen, we were wrong. Now the birds don't sing like they mean it anymore. Clean enough to drink straight out of a stream, like we were planted in a garden of miracle and wonder, and given everything we'd ever need. Now the birds don't sing like they mean it anymore. We're hanging by a string, we didn't listen, we were wrong. Racing towards a finish line, out of gasoline and time. We didn't listen, we were warm. Now the birds don't sing. Now the birds don't sing like they mean it anymore.
Mike Miz, Birds Don't Sing. Will that be a song that you perform at Hardiman Orchard's Music in the Barn coming up on Friday evening at 7 o'clock by any chance?
Yeah, I think we are going to do that one.
It's a new one?
Yeah, that's off my new album. Yep.
That came out this past fall. Also, by the way, is Midday Show studio engineer Rick. He's with us today as well.
Hi, Rick. Thanks for having me, Mike and Adam. It's a pleasure to be here mixing such a wonderful sounding guitar. Is that brand new?
Yeah, this is. I've been waiting my whole life to get a guitar this nice. It's a George Gruen Spec Martin D28.
Did he finesse it and put some love in it? himself.
You know what's funny is he's a hard guy to meet and could be a little prickly sometimes, but I got to know him a little bit. And, cool. If you get to go upstairs at Gruen in Nashville, and you might get to hang with him. And I actually got like a little guitar lesson from him and wow. stuff. And then he kind of sold me on this guitar. So
how
it was a cool afternoon.
Wow.
Lovely. Again, you will be performing at Music in the Barn series at John Hardiman's farm right here in Red Hook on Friday evening. Along with Jimmy Eppard, right there in front of me. Yeah. So,
Jimmy Eppard, amazing guitar player, a wonderful gentleman. And you guys have played together a couple of years ago at Hardiman Orchards.
Oh. Yep.
And he accompanied you or played separately? How'd that go?
No, he played like most of the show with me, you know? He's, it was cool. He's kind of a legend in the area, but I just sent him a bunch of my songs. We didn't rehearse. We just got on stage, and he just nailed it. I was like, man, I'll play with this guy anytime, anywhere.
He's a pro.
He's a driving musical force in the area, and I could only think of him complimenting your playing.
Or vice versa. No, that's a great way to say it, too, because you never know, without rehearsing or knowing how it's going to go, but he's a true musician, added just the right touch. Yeah. And
generous also with, you take it. I don't want to take it. You take it.
Yep.
Well, it's also an ability to slide into a vibe, right? To channel some sort of energy that's going on with the other musicians. That's what's called improvisation, too. Allows you all that room to do that. Once you get, you're hooked in together.
I agree.
I know you've been at the barn before, you just mentioned, and this is your first time back in a little while.
Yeah, I love playing up there. The first time I played there was with Todd from Railroad Earth, me and my buddy Dylan.
Wow, yeah.
Backed him up, which was a really cool experience, and I just loved the way it sounded and got to know John a bit. And I think he's had me back almost every year for the last, 7 or 8 years it's probably been.
You're like a go-to. If he puts together a schedule, he tries to figure out when you could come up and play.
He does, and I really appreciate it. It's really cool. I get to my mom lives in upstate New York. I live in Tennessee, so I don't get to see her as much. So it gets to be a great excuse to go visit her and make a whole event out of it, which is great.
And you are on your way right after this. Before you come back on Friday, you're on your way up to Vermont to Burlington.
Yeah, playing in Burlington tonight with great guitar player Bob Wagner. He plays in Mike Gordon's band, is how I met him. And we're doing a little duo gig this evening in Burlington. I haven't been up there in a long time. So.
Yeah, it's a great little city. And, a lot of people stream KZE. And so who knows? We might have some Vermont listeners. We'll see.
Yeah.
If you're there because you heard this, let Mike know.
That would be awesome.
That would be very awesome.
Mike, what inspired you to pick up the guitar? What guitarist lit your fire?
My family. My dad is an awesome. I mean, I grew up sitting at band practice, with him, playing the Allman Brothers and all that stuff. And then on my mom's side of the family, my aunt and uncle were in this band called Old Friends. That band's still going over 50 years now. But I grew up going to see them play, and they're kind of in the Scranton, PA area. They're very well known and do very well, and just an amazing band. So it was coming from every angle. But my dad, really, I mean, he gave me my first lesson. He had the guitar in my hand before the guitar was bigger than me, So
and you were like seven, right?
You wanted to do it, then you weren't like, no, Dad, I'm not doing what you do.
I mean, there was never any question. He took me to see the Grateful Dead when I was 9 years old at Giant Stadium. Between that and then my aunt and uncle letting me go, they used to let me and my cousin play on their set breaks, at this reunion. And they would draw a huge crowd, thousands of people. And I remember doing that once and just getting the applause, which
that
is funny,
theory,
funny now to think back on. But there was never any doubt that I wanted to do anything. Like, I never wanted to do anything else, just wanted to play guitar.
Do you find that your dream has been successful?
There's been a lot of ups and downs, but the last couple of years have been really, really incredible. I mean, really incredible. I often think, like, wow, I can't believe this is my life,
Well, what do you owe to that? Like, what do you think? Why is it in your mind it's been going so well recently?
Yeah, I mean, I think, and I've heard this said a lot of times, and I do think it's true. I think if you just keep going, eventually, like I never got sidetracked. I mean, I got sidetracked, but I never wanted to do anything else. And there's been times where I know a lot of people, you know, probably much smarter people than I, will go and get a, you know, different job or a different career, and I've never strayed from the path. I just keep going. I think it's finally, you know, paying off a little bit.
I'd say so. I mean, from what I just saw with Birds Don't Sing, your playing is as good as I can ever. I mean, it's just spectacular. You're really a huge talent. And people, if you're listening, make your way over to Red Hook on Friday evening at 7 o'clock to Hardeman Orchards. Support John Hardiman and the Music in the Barn series, because it's well, it's all about a community of very special musicians like Mike Miz. And do you have another tune in mind, maybe, that you play for us right now?
Yeah, I'd love to. I was actually going to play this song, Wink. My first album is going to be 15 years old this October, so I figured I'd do the one title track from that.
never meant to jump the gun. I light the fuse and we can run our separate ways. But thorns and pickers thick and thin are made to pierce your smooth pale skin. Have passed now to still feel sorry for myself. Too many nights I slept lying on the ground, 'cause I still want you around. There's still that story in your eyes, I just don't care how it ends. I feel compelled to turn the page, but I can't seem to comprehend. I'm still waiting for the wind with open eyes. I never once did I blink. I got the hint before the, well, I'm still waiting for the wind with open eyes. I never blink.
Catch Mike Miz along with his new Martin and Jimmy Hepard, you'll have to go over to 52 Orchard Alley in Red Hook to Hardiman Orchards and to catch Mike Miz live on Friday evening at 7 o'clock right here in Red Hook, New York. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for letting me come. Oh, thank you.
Anytime, every time. All right. 98.1 KZE. You've been practicing.